Policy title. Complaints process. Policy number. 14. Date authored. September 24, 2024. Next review. September 23, 2025. References. A. Medicines Act 1968. B. The Human Medicines Regulations 2012. C. The Care Act 2014. Purpose and scope. 1. This policy sets out the standards and procedures for the safe and effective management of medicines within ex-ear care. It applies to all employees responsible for the administration, handling, supply and management of medicines in clients' homes and care homes. 2. The medicines used by ex-ear care are limited to olive oil ear drops, sodium bicarbonate ear drops, and acetic acid 2% ear drops. This policy ensures compliance with relevant UK legislation and guidance on medicines management, safeguarding client safety at all times. Legal and regulatory framework. 3. This policy complies with the following UK legislation and guidelines. A. Medicines Act 1968. B. The Human Medicines Regulations 2012. C. The Care Act 2014. D. National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, guidelines. Staff roles and responsibilities. 4. All employees handling medicines must receive appropriate training in the management and administration of ear drops. 5. Employees must adhere to the procedures outlined in this policy, ensuring that clients receive the correct medication in the correct dosage and at the correct time. 6. Only qualified staff members authorized by ex-ear care will be permitted to administer medication. 7. Staff must maintain accurate and up-to-date records of medication administration, as detailed in Section 17 of this policy. Consent and communication with clients. 8. Before any medication is administered, the client's consent must be obtained. If the client lacks capacity to consent, appropriate decisions should be made in line with the Mental Capacity Act 2005 and the consent policy, and recorded in the care plan. 9. Information about the purpose and administration of ear drops should be provided to the client, or their carer, in a clear, accessible manner. Storage and transportation of medicines. 10. Medicines should be stored in accordance with the manufacturer's guidelines and at appropriate temperatures. 11. Staff must ensure that ear drops are kept in a clean, dry environment, away from direct sunlight and not accessible to unauthorized individuals. 12. When transporting ear drops to a client's home or care home, medicines must be carried securely and in a way that maintains their integrity. 13. Expiry dates must be checked before administration. Expired medicines must not be used and should be disposed of appropriately. Administration of medications. 14. Olive oil ear drops. A. Purpose, to soften ear wax. B. Administration, apply 2 to 3 drops into the affected ear, s. 1 to 2 times a day as directed by the client's care plan. 15. Sodium bicarbonate ear drops. A. Purpose, to dissolve and soften ear wax. B. Administration, apply 3 to 4 drops into the affected ear, s. 2 to 3 times a day as directed by the care plan. 16. Acetic acid 2% ear drops. A. Purpose, to treat and prevent ear infections, particularly outer ear infections. B. Administration, apply 2 to 3 drops into the affected ear, s. 2 to 4 times a day as directed by the care plan. Avoid prolonged use beyond the recommended duration, usually up to 7 days unless otherwise advised by a healthcare professional. Record keeping. 17. A comprehensive record must be maintained for each client, detailing the medication administered, the dosage, the date, and the time of administration. This should be recorded immediately after each administration to ensure accuracy. 18. Records should include the batch number and expiry date of the medication used. 19. Any adverse reactions, or errors, must be reported and recorded in accordance with the incident reporting procedure. Disposal of medicines. 20. Any unused or expired eardrops must be disposed of safely, following local healthcare waste disposal guidelines. 21. Staff must ensure that no medication is left in the client's home or care home if no longer required or past its expiry date. Incident reporting and management. 22. In the event of a medication error, including incorrect dosage, wrong medication, or missed doses, staff must report the incident to the patient immediately. 23. An incident form must be completed and the client's GP, or other healthcare professional, contacted if required. Immediate action must be taken to ensure the client's safety. 24. Any adverse reactions to medication should be reported using the ex-ear care reporting system and in accordance with the yellow card scheme. Auditing and review. 25. Regular audits of medicines management practices will be carried out by Xear Care to ensure compliance with this policy. 26. Any changes in legislation or best practice guidance will be reflected in updates to this policy. 27. This policy will be reviewed annually, or earlier if required. Authority. 28. Under the Human Medicines Regulations 2012, Regulation 221, GSL medications may be supplied and sold as long as A. Condition A. They occupy the premises, the patient's residence, where the public is excluded. B. Condition B. The product is unopened and in its original packaging. C. Condition C. It is presented for sale in accordance with the requirements specified. 29. This policy was written today, September 24, 2024, and is enacted with immediate effect. All directors and employees of Xear Care are to follow the guidance and direction within. RJ Toon, CEO.